This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 47 for Friday, September 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed Friday morning as traders adjust positions ahead of the Labor Day long weekend. Canola up a dollar to down $3, the November contract up 70 cents at $893.20 per ton. That's well off overnight highs, which had seen the contract trade above $900. Gains on the Chicago soy complex did provide spillover support. Canada's drought-afflicted crop and the need to ration demand going forward also underpinned the futures. However, ideas that canola is overpriced compared to other vegetable oils pressured the market, and that tempered any advances. Export demand has already backed away at current prices, with movement through the first month of the new crop year of about 205,000 tons of exports so far, about 77% behind last year's pace. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both higher, while corn is narrowly mixed. Positioning ahead of the long weekend was a feature. Soybeans up 5 cents in the November contract at $12.88 per bushel. After hitting two-month lows earlier this week, soybeans were due for a bit of a correction ahead of the weekend, with solid export demand contributing to the gains. The USDA announced private export sales of 130,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. However, concerns over a slowdown in exports out of the Gulf of Mexico in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida did keep some pressure on the bean market, as did relatively favorable Midwestern growing conditions. With no fresh export news of its own today, corn was drifting lower in the most active months, down 2 cents in December at $5.23 per bushel. Weather conditions for crop development remained relatively favorable across the Midwest, with a number of private analysts upping their yield projections. Wheat, meanwhile, it is mostly higher, up 7 cents in the Minneapolis spring wheat December contract at $9.06 per bushel. Kansas City, 5 cents higher in December at $7.14 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 6 cents in the December contract at $7.23 per bushel. Expectations for tighter supplies of milling quality wheat out of the Northern Hemisphere this year provided support. Let's look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.